step up like they did in a really important game at home, a game we need to win. We're about to head on the road. We're about to be the road warriors here for a while, and that becomes a really important game to win. So, but just a couple notes. Five touchdown drives, I was just informed, you know. 5, 8, 7, 10, and 12 plays on a 9-play field goal drive, so sustaining. You know, stacking a positive play on top of a positive play. Guys did a great job of that. What goes along with that is offensive line, no sacks. I think we've got a little streak going here, okay? We'll keep that rolling. But not just the offensive line, but the fact that our receivers and our quarterback, in the face of some heavy pressures, especially on third down, got the ball out. Joe made some throws in hot situations where he converted on some third downs and some guys got open and made some catches that were phenomenal. No turnovers was going to be big. This defense thrives on turnovers. Just 4 penalties. It's pretty – says a lot about our guys and how they're playing right now. And one of them, I think, was a personal foul that probably shouldn't have happened. I thought Joe just played phenomenally well. The stats will all say it. But beyond that, the way he operated, he got us in some really good runs away from some of their pressures. Steve Smith had a little fun with that. The oldest player in the history of the National Football League to have over 400 yards in his first 4 games. So I guess we'll have a game ball for that. But that was pretty awesome. And he stepped up. Our team, you know, kind of made a little bit of a statement during the week that they were going to send Steve in and out of this game as a winner. And they did a great job with that. And then time of possession, you know, the Panthers held the ball for 11 minutes in the first quarter. Time of possession, I think they won in the first half as a result of that pretty handily. But our defense did a good job of staying after it. Cam Newton made some throws now. He made some throws. They made some catches. He made them under duress. He did a really nice job under pressure. He took a lot of shots. He's a heck of a quarterback. That's a very good team. Really well coached, and they're going to make a lot of noise this year.
Justin Forsett's first good game in this league, or for you guys. What's your thoughts on how Justin performed for you guys as a tackle breaker and eluding some guys?
Yeah, I think he hit it right on the head. I mean, he's making yards after the hit on his own. That's kind of how you measure back. I remember, you know, reading way back when Woody Hayes' book when I was almost a kid, and he called it a string of pearls. You know, how many tacklers can you leave in your wake? You know, that kind of is a measurement of a great back. And, you know, Justin's playing that way.
For Steve to deliver the manner that he did, I'm sure it didn't surprise you. At any point, did you have to reel in the emotions after the first TD?
You know, it's a great question, and the answer is no. You know, he was calm throughout. He was calm before the game. I asked him in the training room before the game, I said, how you doing? You doing okay? And he said, nope. You know, I'm like, what's that mean? I think it means he recognized the gravity of the situation a little bit, and he recognized the need that he had to really kind of, like anybody, just kind of get control of those emotions. He did a great job of it.
When you guys were considering bringing him in, you know, as an organizational decision, did you think he could really be this incredibly productive through the first 4 years?
You know, I was hoping. I had my fingers crossed. You saw on tape where he was still getting out of breaks, and then after he caught the ball, making those cuts and getting upfield and making tacklers miss, which has really been his trademark. You know, he's not a big guy, but he's got a long stride, and he's really quick. He can cover ground on that first and second step after a catch. And seeing him be able to do that kind of made you feel like he still had the step, so to speak. But the kind of production he's had, it'd be pretty hard to predict that.
John, when that first touchdown, was that kind of how you drew it up?
I told Gary, I said, that's the best design I've ever seen in football, you know. It was nice to get one of those. We had a couple breaks. I mean, really, in the first half, a couple plays like that. You know, Joe drops the snap and throws it up to the corner of the end zone, and Steve goes and makes it. You know, you don't see that too often.
I think your rookie tackle play
seemed like I didn't notice him, so that must be a good thing, right? Can't wait to see it on tape. But it seemed like he played well. We ran the ball well. You know, we did a good job across the board. I think blocking as a group. You know, the unit has played exceptionally well. We got to keep building, but it's nice to have some depth in there.
What thoughts on your pass rush, especially you two outside linebackers?
You know, we did. We probably were more. I'm not sure how much we blitzed, you know, in third down. I don't think it was a ton. We were kind of leaning toward 4-man pass rush in this game and give those guys a chance to just get off the ball and go get the quarterback. Seemed like we did well with it. You know, it seemed like Elvis got some good edge rushes, and when the tackles got back there deep enough with him, he power rushed him back into the quarterback. I thought we got good pressure inside, too. You have to with Cam. And he got out a couple times, too. But he made some really great throws with guys in his face, you know. Yeah, you saw that, huh? Yep. Those guys kind of did that on their own. They're kind of interchangeable in there a little bit, I think. So he's a great athlete. We need to get him on the field more. You know, for him to get in there and rush the passer, especially over guards and centers, is a good thing for us.
John, was this Gary's offense kind of clicking as designed? I mean, a nice run-pass mix, a lot of quick passes, you know,
Well, yeah, be a great question for Joe to answer, but I feel like anytime he can run the ball, that sets everything up, and that's the kind of offense we've always wanted to be, and that's really what football is. You know, you can't be one dimensional. You've got to be able to do everything well, and that's really what we did today. You know, we made him pay when they blitzed us because Joe got the ball out and made some great throws under pressure and converted some third downs. We made him pay when they pressured us by running away from him too. So. You know, it was a good effort all around that way.
Can you talk about getting the first ball after Steve Smith?
Well, we wanted to get started. You know, I think it was good to get Steve started with a catch. You know, it's always good to have a positive play in the first play. It was a pretty simple play, and it was just well executed. And then he broke a tackle and got some yards, and probably good for him to start that way.